old-fashioned. Call me Scrooge. Call me late for dinner. Christmas rolled in this last year, and one of the TV stations, as a public service, ran a 4-hour broadcast of a fire in a fireplace, a Yule log fire. Run it while the family's opening the Toys R Us packages, the Costco presents, the Walmart roll back them prices made in China presents. Run it commercial free. 4 hours. Now, I know the world's changing. And I know this year you can buy that same commercial-free public service phony baloney fire in a phony baloney fireplace Yule log DVD with editor's cuts, logger's commentary, and a special at the end of complete descriptions of the kind of wood burned, the tree before it got cut down, the make of the chainsaw that cut it, the trucker's name that hauled it, all for $9.99. Down at the sad old South End, this is going to come as a shock, and next year the EPA will step in, you know it. We're so behind the times, so pathetic, so lacking in modernity, we still throw real logs on real fireplaces. I've been thinking maybe we ought to quit polluting the neighborhood. You burn those artificial trees, you'll be doing more harm than good, though. Nasty fumes, weird metallic spells, but hey, what do I know? Paper or plastic, they always ask me at the downtown grocery. I always think they mean money or credit. It's too damn complicated a world. But I do know the difference between a real fire and one on TV, even if it is commercial free.